Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs bringing us back. Time is tight. Name of that song? Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating Memorial Day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Happy Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen. This is my 15th consecutive live Memorial Day show. And that's right, I am celebrating Memorial Day. I'm celebrating the fact that we've had the kind of men and women in this country for 200 plus years who were willing to pay the ultimate sacrifice so you and I could celebrate America. And that's what we're doing today, and we're honoring them at the same time, those brave men and women, including the first responders of the war on terror who have paid the ultimate price. One of the ways we do that is by bringing on some really smart people who are helping us commemorate this day, and one of them is our good friend Joe Davis. Joe is the Director of Public Affairs at the Veterans of Foreign Wars, the VFW. Joe is retired from the military at the rank of major. He was a veteran of the first Gulf War. He's done a number of humanitarian relief operations over the years in different countries, and he's here to talk to us about Memorial Day as the VFW is celebrating it. Joe Davis, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you, Jim, and good morning to you and your audience.
It's good to have you back. Talk to us about Memorial Day. What's the VFW doing today to celebrate Memorial Day?
Well, right now I'm on New Jersey Avenue in downtown Washington, D.C., staring at the base of the U.S. Capitol. The national commander is over at the White House having breakfast along with the other leadership from the Veterans and Military Service Organizations with the president. From there, we head over to Arlington National Cemetery where the president will be speaking, then laying a wreath. We will also lay a wreath. And then as soon as the Arlington ceremony is over, we will pop back down the hill to the Vietnam Wall where another commemoration is going to take place. So It's a very, very busy day in D.C. Plus, around the country at our 7,200 VFW posts nationwide, we have similar Memorial Day activities taking place.
You know, Joe, it's amazing. In the previous couple of segments, I asked the audience if they knew anyone who had paid the ultimate sacrifice. And I was talking about the concept of agape love. People gave their lives for you and me, and they don't even know us, Joe. They didn't know who we were. And yet they said, these people are worth dying for. And they did what they did. And you talked about the Vietnam Wall. When I asked the audience that, I said to them, I know people who paid that price, and some of them have their names on that Vietnam Wall. And the first time I went there, Joe, I wasn't prepared for what was going to happen. And you've probably been there, you know what I'm talking about. I was not prepared. When I got to their names, when I put my finger on Joel Mock's name and Danny McGee's name and Joel Forrester, when I touched their names, I wasn't prepared.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's very, very moving to see, 58,000 names, you know, etched in the black granite. It's very, very moving, and if you can't be moved by it, you don't have a soul.
Yeah, And yet, Joe, I do still say celebrate Memorial Day. What do you think?
Well, you know, I can go both ways on something like that. You know, Memorial Day, obviously, you know, we commemorate this day to honor our dead. You know, we've got like 50 million Americans serving in uniform going back to the Revolution, and over 1 million have died in service to their country. You know, is that something you want to say happy Memorial Day to? Well,
I've been saying it all day.
I think the fallen absolutely would want us to say happy Memorial Day because, you know, obviously they gave their today so you could have your tomorrows, but they want you to be able to celebrate, you know, and with honor and remember their sacrifice.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, the VFW and other organizations, we would like to see Memorial Day return to its traditional day of May 30th every single year.
Yeah, you guys are pushing for that, aren't you? So
it's not going to happen. We know it's not going to happen.
It disrupts the barbecues, though, wouldn't it?
It would, in the three-day weekend, and, you know, Congress getting out of town. And, you know, we understand the political ramification and how it messes with, you know, everybody in America. But, you know, it's kind of like we don't change the day of the week for the 4th of July or Veterans Day
right.
or Christmas Day. I
right.
mean, you know, there are some days that should be sacred, and Memorial Day to us is one of those days.
Well, and it was the 30th of May for a lot longer than it's been the last Monday in May.
That's right. I mean, that legislation in Congress didn't start to get worked until the late 1960s and passed in the early 1970s.
Right.
And, you know, it was just to tie it to a three-day weekend.
Yeah, that's very interesting, but I think you're fighting a losing battle on that one. So, what other things are you guys working on these days?
Well, right now it's the effects of sequestration and the budget reductions on the Defense Department.
Yeah,
we know the Department of Veterans Affairs. I mean, they're okay for this year and for fiscal year 2014, but it's the Department of Defense (DOD) their personnel program for the quality of life programs for the military personnel and their families that are really taking some serious hits. You know, where DOD wants to, they proposed a 1% pay raise for our men and women in uniform.
Hmm.
And it was supposed to be 1.8%. I mean,
right.
you know, there's not a whole lot of monetary difference between 1% and 1.8%.
It is to a PFC with a family.
It is, absolutely. It is to a two-striper and a three-striper with families. So it's very, very symbolic. You know, the symbolism, we understand everybody needs to do is belt tightening.
Yeah.
But the problem is, when you have those who serve and sacrifice the most for this country,
well,
being else,
we're not belt tightening a food stamps, are we? And a PFC,
no.
A PFC in the military is basically not as well off as people who are on food stamps. Hold on to that thought, Joe. We're going to be right back with Joe Davis. He's Director of Public Affairs at Veterans of Foreign Wars, VFW.org. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.